Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. We have a very important program regarding the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach, Florida. I'd like to tell a little bit about their mission, the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope. It's CAHH is a Palm Beach County, Florida, not-for-profit organization which eases the burden of qualified Palm Beach County cancer patients by paying their non-medical bills and providing information resources. And this is so important because people get strapped financially with the cost of health care. Our three guests are Stanton Collamer, the CEO, Samantha Marulli, Special Events Coordinator, and Irene Sobrino, Patient Service Navigator. Stanton Collamer had an idyllic childhood growing up on a family farm in Lincolnville Beach, Maine, one of five children with three sisters and a brother. In 80, he moved to South Florida, part-time began a career in the hospitality industry at the famous Breakers Hotel, making the move permanent in 84. We'll talk more about his past history later. Samantha Marulli, I know because she worked so hard on that event for the memory of her sister who passed from pancreatic cancer, Jessica Marulli. Samantha Marulli is a Palm Beach native who graduated from Marymount Manhattan College. After graduation, Samantha was offered a job at Good Morning America, but chose to return home to work with her father's real estate company, David Associates. And that company is doing very well. Irene Sobrino, Patient Service Navigator. She serves as this in that position and office manager. Sobrino's primary role is serving as a liaison between cancer patients and families and those who offer resources and assistance. Let's explain what this program is all about, Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope. Please tell us about it.
Sure. Thank you so much, first of all, for having us today, Brian. Cancer Alliance was born out of a need in the community. Charlie Fisher, wife at the time, was going through cancer and realized that how fortunate she was that when she was going through chemo and radiation, she kept meeting different individuals that couldn't pay their rent, or they were at risk of being evicted from the house. They had to decide whether they wanted to pay for the, you know, food to put on the table or to pay for the medical bills. So it was actually started back in 2003. And so what Cancer Alliance, that we pay for the non-medical bills, the living, everyday living expenses. So for all of our clients, we give right now $3,000. We serve about 200 people a year, paying for their rent, utilities, health insurance, car payments, and car insurance.
Ladies, feel free to chime in.
Right. Hi, this is Irene Sobrino. Thank you for having us, Brian.
My pleasure.
Thank you. As the patient navigator, I work directly with the cancer patients. I'm the one that talks to them firsthand on the phone. I send them the application. I review their documents. And once they're approved, we have a committee that does the approvals. I sit with them individually, and I find out how many other resources they need by getting to know them a little better. And when they come here, we give them a basket that we call a Champion of Health and Hope basket, filled with personal goodies as well as home goods, a gift certificate for $200 for food and $50 for gas.
Very good. And Samantha, tell us your perspective.
Hi, Brian. Thank you again for having us. So I do all of the special events and the marketing division of the company. So we're very tech savvy on social media for Facebook and Instagram. You can find us on both of those, portals. And it's Cancer Alliance of Palm Beach. So you can find us on both of those. And so, you know, I really try to outreach in the community, you know, showing everybody what we do. We do post about our clients. And to also piggyback off of kind of what Stan was telling you about Charlie Fisher and his former wife, she passed away from cancer. But the reason and why this all got started was on their wedding day, you know, they gifted in lieu of presents for people to donate to cancer. And so that's how the whole thing was birthed. And, you know, where we are today to where they were in the beginning is just, you know, we've hit astronomical numbers and the company is really growing and the outreach and, you know, just what we see on a daily basis, how we're changing the lives of these cancer patients, it's pretty incredible.
Wonderful. Now, if somebody is listening in Northern Florida or Washington or Buffalo or Montreal, and they want to write a check, which I'm sure is tax deductible, to help these people with the financial burden having to face cancer care, how should the check be made payable and where should it be sent?
They can make the check payable to CAHH, and that can be mailed to our P.O. Box, 3292 Palm Beach, Florida, 33480.
Why don't you repeat that again in case somebody's still reaching for a pen?
Absolutely. Thank you. It's P.O. Box 3292 in Palm Beach, Florida, 33480, and it's payable to CAHH, and it is tax deductible.
Very good.
And then they also, Brent, they can go directly to our website and make a donation, and that's www.cahh.org.
Say that again, please, Stanton.
Right, that's www.cahh.org.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners listening today to ESPN AM 1520 to give and give generously. This is helping people in Palm Beach County, Florida, who are facing cancer and helping with their non-medical bills. So please give and give generously. A little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. In Western New York, people love their traditions, and the AMPOL Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPOL Legal. The AMPOL Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, the famous Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells, who have sold over 100 million records, was on the Rusk Report. Also, we'd like to thank those who called regarding Ken Abramowitz in Manhattan, who is fighting anti-Semitism, and Dave Ehrenberg, Florida State Attorney, who is on this program. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk. If you're listening in Toronto, South Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., please write to me at ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more about Stanton Collamer. He began as a waiter and worked his way up to room service manager. His time at the Breakers instilled in Stanton a strong work ethic, along with the unique opportunity to meet the rich and famous, including Dolly Parton, Elizabeth Taylor, Malcolm Forbes, Princess Diana, and Prince Charles, Joan Collins, President Ford, Michael Landon, Bob Hope, and many others. Sounds exciting. A little bit more information about Samantha Maruli. She became leasing manager, attaining three commercial office buildings, bringing them from 60% to 90% occupancy within 6 months' time. After working with her father for 7 years, Samantha Maruli went to work for world-renowned philanthropist Paul Tudor Jones. And some more information about Irene Sobrino. Once a patient's application and documents have been reviewed, Sobrino leads the patient service committee, conveying each client's story and the basis of their financial need. The committee reviews the needs and assists her in finding the resources that will help that patient. Let's talk a little bit more about these payment of these non-medical bills and providing information resources. Please tell us about that.
The non-medical bills that we help with are, as Stan mentioned, rent or mortgage, car payment, car insurance, health insurance, and or utilities. And these payments are made on behalf of the cancer patient to the vendor, landlord, FPL, etc. And once that happens, I meet with each cancer patient individually and get to know them. And something magical happens when you meet with someone that's going through a difficult time. They open up. They need someone to listen, and that's who we are. And I'm not the only one that does it, because Samantha and Stan also get to meet the cancer patients and help them as well. And I provide additional resources that might benefit them, not just financially, but emotionally, too.
Very good. Stanton, Samantha?
Yes, exactly what Irene mentioned. It's not only financial that we provide. We are now providing general counsel support groups that Irene oversees. And then we started a WIC program. So our clients, when they come in, that we're going to fit them, with their wig. And it makes all the difference in the world. We recently gave out a wig to a young lady. She came in, and by the time she left, she was different. She was a different person. It gives her the confidence, and, she starts, they feel better about themselves.
Yes, and also, Brian, just to incorporate, and the great thing about social media is that you see everything that we're doing here. You see where the money goes. You see how the money is affecting our clients, which is really great. With other organizations, people buy these tickets to go to these extravagant events, and you don't necessarily know where the money is going here. We're an open door policy. People come and visit our office from all over, and also what they see online on Facebook and, on Instagram, you see these faces of these clients who come to our office, and, all of them leave our office with a smile. And I often say, we're not curing these people of cancer, and it's sad, and I wish we could, but what we are doing is, we're changing their lives. We're giving them that little bit of hope, that they didn't have before coming in here. Irene was able to take two people that were homeless off the street, and she found them housing. I don't know too many other nonprofit organizations that really just go out of the way. We're very hands-on here, and it speaks volumes of what Stan and Irene have done with this company.
And then another thing that we do, Brian, mm-hmm. is we have special events for our clients. For the past 2 years, this is the second year, June 1st, at the Pine Beach Zoo, we have a family day for our clients. It's been underwritten by one of our dear friends and donors, Janet and Mark Levy. They completely underwrite the entire day where the families can go to the zoo, enjoy a special day, bond with other families that's going through similar situations. And so then we provide a beautiful lunch, and then we have raffle prizes for everybody there. So it's a little drawing. Last year we gave away big screen TVs, computers, pots and pans, et cetera. And then for everyone that did not receive one of the big drawing prizes, everybody walked away with a gift card to Target. So it's really a special day. And then in addition to that, we also have symposiums. Right now, one of our partners is Sylvester Cancer Institute, and we had a special reception for the community to show the latest medical treatments that's available to our clients.
Now, again, if a listener is listening in Jacksonville or South Carolina or Montreal, Canada, and they want to send a tax-deductible, 100% tax-deductible check, where should it be sent to and how should it be made out?
Thank you. That should be made out to CAHH and mailed to our P.O. Box, 3292 Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. And also, they can go on our website, www.cahh.org.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to the Rusk Report on the East Coast and half of Canada to give and give generously. So people who have cancer and they have a problem paying the non-medical bills and need information can be assisted. Let's talk more about ensuring a future free of financial burdens for cancer patients and their families. How do you help with that?
Well, part of it is, Stan mentioned, these cancer patients are having difficulty deciding, do I use this money to buy food or do I use it to have chemo or towards rent? And so by helping with non-medical bills, it helps them pay that copayment of $500 for an MRI or a copayment for chemo. A lot of cancer patients have copayments every time they go to chemo or radiation. And so it just helps them. And so many people share over and over again the relief they feel that their rent can be paid for 2 or 3 months. And that's what it stands for, is helping them through these most difficult decisions in their lives.
We're learning all about the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach, Florida. Again, we encourage all of our listeners to the Rusk Report to give and give generously. If you're listening in South Carolina, Washington, Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about our guest. Stanton Collamer took this work ethic along with him as he dedicated the next 21 years helping the less fortunate in Palm Beach County, Florida. In 96, he joined Intracoastal Health Foundation, benefiting Good Samaritan and St. Mary's Hospital, where he was responsible for raising $3 million a year. That's a lot of fundraising. Some more information about Samantha Maruli, the special events coordinator. This is where her life path shifted when she got involved with philanthropist Paul Tudor Jones, and she became actively involved in local charities within the Palm Beach community. Recently, Samantha Maruli launched a scholarship in her late sister's, Jessica Maruli Criddle's, name, the Maruli Memorial Scholarship. More than $145,000 was raised in one night on March 29th, 2018. Samantha donated the funds to her father's college, Franklin Pierce University, and granted a young woman a full scholarship. And some more information about Irene Sobrino. With 22-year professional background in accounting, Sobrino decided 7 years ago to follow her passion of serving as a voice for individuals in need by changing careers to pursue an associate's degree in human services at Palm Beach State University. Our guest today working very hard for the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach, Florida. Let's talk a little bit more about the long way in the last few decades with the improvement in cancer treatment coming at a very high price, where even patients who have comprehensive, high-quality health insurance find themselves struggling in the face of copays, deductibles, coinsurance, out-of-pocket expenses that their policy doesn't cover. Let's talk about that.
Yes. I hear the most from people that do have health insurance, because some of our cancer patients don't have health insurance, but the people that do, that had jobs when they were diagnosed, the copayment is what really hurts them. And so we have a deductible every year. For example, one person can have a deductible to meet a $7,500. That has to come out of pocket. And that leads me to talk about how these people get approved, right? Well, we don't go by any type of income. We go by individual need. And that's because if a single mom of two kids gets sick, her income is going to either be cut in half or cut out completely. And so our help goes towards getting her through those tough couple of months of not being able to work because of chemo side effects or radiation or what have you. And so that's what it's about.
Samantha, Stan?
Right. And as, to piggyback on what Irene said, you know, we treat people, our clients of all cancers of all types, and then we also of all ages. So our youngest clients was a newborn, a few weeks old, and our oldest was in the 90s. So to qualify, there's three qualifications. They have to be a resident of Palm Beach County. They have to be in need. And then they have to be going through chemo or radiation. So we do have the patient service committee that actually reviews all the applications. And, you know, so far to date, we have not turned anyone away that qualifies. And again, we give for the average $3,000, and we give up to $10,000, and we help over 200 people a year.
Samantha?
Yes, and just to add, you know, like Irene and Stan say, you know, cancer knows no race, age, demographic, and it's very true. We have every type of cancer walk in through our doors. A lot of organizations and fundraisers are based on a certain type of cancer, and we, you know, have the whole gamut of the cancer industry, and it's very heartwarming at the end of the day to see what we're doing. And it also, we had a 7-year-old come in a few weeks ago with a brain tumor, and it really affected us. You know, so we really want to make a change by helping these individuals that are going through, you know, such financial burdens on top of having such a horrible disease.
I'd like to say that Samantha developed so much compassion and care when she had that faced with her own family, with her sister Jessica, and she did a wonderful job working so hard to raise $145,000 in her sister's memory. Again, if somebody would like to send a tax-deductible check to the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope, please tell how the check should be made out and where it should be mailed.
The check should be mailed out to CAHH and mailed to P.O. Box 3292 in Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. And you can also visit our website at www.cahh.org.
Very good. Now, another thing that you help with is the sky-high cost of drugs prescribed in the course of cancer treatment. Tell us how you help people with the very costly drugs needed for cancer care.
For that, what I do is I have a couple of resources that I can refer people to. I belong to, as you stated, the Cancer Council community council meeting, and we meet as social workers, as doctors, as nurses, to all together in oncology help cancer patients through all these costs. So there, I meet a lot of the resources that I share with the cancer patients, and one of them is for help with prescription cost.
Wonderful. Let's talk also about people who are too sick to go to work and how you help those people who are really suffering.
Those people that are really suffering, I talk to often, and they have stage four metastatic cancer. When you can't work and you can't provide, I'll share a story. We have a couple. I actually spoke to the wife first, first name Kelly, and she was diagnosed with stage three breast cancer. She was taking care of herself, going to treatment, not working. Her husband was then 2 weeks later diagnosed with stage four pancreatic cancer.
Oh, boy.
Michael. He unfortunately passed away. He became septic. She was desperate. And honestly, yes, we helped them both. But I think the most help we gave as a team here at Cancer Alliance was a listening ear. She just was devastated with her diagnosis, devastated with her husband's, and now he's gone. And that's common. It's unfortunate, but those that can't work through treatment face the toughest of decisions. And like Samantha shared, we have had homeless cancer patients who we've met here at our office, and they sleep in their car, and we find rooms for them to rent or stay in. Or, you know, the average length of time that it takes to get approved for disability in South Florida is 4 months.
Oh, boy. Again, we're running out of time, but if you can again give the place the check should be sent and how they should be made out.
Yes, the check should be made to CAHH and mailed to P.O. Box 3292 in Palm Beach, Florida, 33480, and you can also visit our website at www.cahh.org.
And we encourage all of our listeners to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, hitting 17 states and half of Canada, to give and give generously to the Cancer Alliance of Help and Hope in Palm Beach County, Florida. Thank you for enlightening us, Stanton Kalamar, CEO, Samantha Maruli, Special Events Coordinator, and Irene Sobrino, Patient Service Navigator. God bless all three of you and keep up the good work. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.